Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
A few weeks after our return from Egypt that September, a group of Canadians asked me to accompany them to Sedona, Arizona. I said no at first because Anthony, one of the Detroit Circle members, and I had just been there a couple of months before. However, they insisted, and I acquiesced. Anthony, a martial arts master, and I had gone to Sedona to shoot a Tai Chi video on location at one of the energy vortexes. While driving through town, we noticed a place called The Hub. A sign advertising psychic readings caught our attention. Inside, I asked who their best reader was. I was told that it was Yananda, the gentleman who founded the place as a metaphysical meeting spot some years before. After further inquiry, I was told that Yananda didn't do readings anymore, but that there were others there who could accommodate us. After being told that Yananda was the best, I wasn't interested in anyone else, so we left and went to lunch, forgetting all about psychic readings and concentrating on our appetites. As fate would have it, I was now back in Sedona driving down that same street. Somebody in the car noticed the same sign and insisted on stopping. As we walked in, the distinguished gentleman standing in the lobby took one look at me and asked us to follow him. He took us in a back room where just enough chairs were already placed in a circle. Introducing himself as Yananda, he proceeded to give each person a reading. I was the last one as he went around the circle. When he got to me, Yananda said with a thick European accent, "I want you to know the reason that I called you in here was that when you walked through the door, the goddess Isis was next to you, with her arm around you." Since most of us had been on the trip when I was named, we all just sat there with our mouths open in amazement. He then took me in a private room and gave me a reading from which I am still reeling. And as of this writing, it's been over 4 years. Yananda insisted that we tape my reading, and I am grateful that he did. I listened to it over and over again, eventually transcribing it, trying to grasp the full implication of all he was saying. He began by telling me that Isis was with me, and as he did so, tears were streaming down his cheeks. He said it was because the amount of love and gratitude that the goddess was expressing through him to me was overwhelming. He became so emotional he had to take a moment to compose himself, after which he told me that I had been charged with creating a new mystery school using the information from the temple walls of Egypt. He said it was a mighty task that I had undertaken, but that Isis had every confidence that I would be successful.